The Lord's wisdom and mercy is with us, YouTube family. Today is August 2nd, 2015. And I've had some interesting responses to the communion teaching that the Lord has given me to share with you. I have to admit that some of it wasn't terribly positive. I expect a little opposition and a little flack, and I had a very hectic day today and wasn't as spiritual as I wanted it to be. But the moment I came into prayer, this heavy grief and oppression just hit my heart like a ton of bricks, and I could just feel the grief of the Lord, and I was grieved and He was grieved. A couple of people had made remarks that were out of order, really. He wants to address some of these questions, concerns, and attitudes that people have about this subject. It's important to Him. And so, as I said, sitting with Him in prayer, I just felt such a heaviness and such a pain in my heart. And I knew what it was about because I had just answered someone on the internet and just answered an email, and I was heavy-hearted. The Lord began, "I know exactly how you feel, my love, but you have been obedient to the letter without gloss or withholding anything I told you. You're dealing with some very obtuse and hard-hearted people on both sides when there shouldn't even be sides. But man has made a mockery of my teachings on communion, even though within one chapter of the scriptures I make it plain, not once and not twice, but seven times. An obtuse spirit does not hear. It listens, but hears not. Don't be brokenhearted, Claire." Oh, Lord, that song of John Michael's brought back some very sweet memories and things that I really miss. "I know. You must put them away. Their time has expired. You cannot go back. I need you to go forward, and I need you to nourish this flock with the truth I'm giving you. They hear my voice because they are my sheep. The others, well, they will have to go the long way around. Their hearts are hardened on both sides. Hearts are hardened. My children, you'd better make a deep inquiry into your conscience before me. If there's one thing I have made clear to those who have listened, put no man between us. No man has the authority to shut your conscience down and command you to obey him. I have taught you to listen for my voice in the depths of your soul. Do not be confused by conflicting doctrines. As I have said before, this channel is not about doctrines, it's about relationship. Haven't you been manipulated enough by doctrines? I suppose not. But when Antichrist comes, you will be lost if you do not have a relationship with me. Confusion is now reigning in the liturgical churches. And it's only the beginning of the end. If you've been cleaving to men's laws and not cultivated a relationship with me, you will be lost. If you're hard-hearted, self-righteous, and infected with a religious Pharisee spirit, you will miss me. Indeed, right now, you who chafe and grind your teeth, you have already missed me. I was born in ignominy, not in royalty. Those who looked for the world's accolades are the ones who crucified me. Will you crucify me again with your hard-hearted doctrines? There's no more time for bickering. I shall visit each in the manner appropriate for them. Do you think because they do not follow your rules they will not enter heaven? How wrong you are! How blind! Even the liturgical churches now teach that you do not have to be of their doctrine to enter heaven. How blind you are to think you are so correct and the only ones to enter heaven. Did I not say that tax collectors and prostitutes would enter heaven before you? Repent and take charge of your heart. Stand before me with your conscience wide open and allow me to point out the beam sitting in a dark corner there. And for those of you on the opposite end of the spectrum, oh, how I abhor division, I would say, stop judging those you know nothing about. You repeat what you've been told, but very, very few of you have taken the time and trouble to investigate for yourself. Rather, it's been more convenient to listen to lies and go along with the crowd. Every idle word will be judged. Every false accusation will be accounted for. Clean your own house, your own conscience, and point not the finger at what you truly do not understand. Put presumption and judgment down once and for all. I'm speaking to some of you right now. You feel the conviction in your heart. Pay attention. This is for your own good, as well as for the good of your brother, whom you do not understand or approve of. For the sake of the integrity of this channel, I will say no more on this subject. My heart is that there be no more division, and in heaven I will have my way. But until then, if you wish to be pleasing to me, do not attack the faith of others, nor their beliefs. If you are still doing that, you're not paying attention to what I have taught you here. In heaven, you will know the truth. On earth, you see as through a glass, darkly. Do not presume to know all the mysteries of my incarnation, death, and resurrection. Rather, know that I came to love all men and die on the cross to have them in heaven with me forever. Know that the blood I shed was for all who confess me, no matter what they believe. Know that I work in the conscience of all men, whether they choose to listen or not. And I do not desire even one to perish. Know that you are not qualified to judge the faith of your brother, because you do not know how I am working in their conscience. Come out of the rule books and know me in spirit and in truth. Set your rule books down and listen for my voice. Very soon now, all your rule books will be burned in the fires of Antichrist. Then how shall you be justified? By your rules or by your relationship with me? Enough scolding now. I love you tenderly, dearly, and with my very own life's blood. I have set an example for you to follow. It is by your love for one another that I will recognize you when I come to rapture my bride.